Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 22 years on the air, wrapping up our 22nd anniversary week. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Salzman. Berman Co., B-E-R-M-A, and BermanCo.com is the website. He's Senior VP and partner there. They're experts in employment law, employment issues, employment policy, all that it pertains to that. Michael, thanks again for being here. Thank you for the great report on the ins and outs and the good, the bad, and the ugly of the UAW strike on GM. Real quick, will there be a strike on Ford and Fiat Chrysler?
I don't think so. I think what's been negotiated now with GM, I think it seems it's broadly acceptable to Ford and Chrysler. You've had members that have been ratifying similar agreements, so I'm not concerned about a similar thing happening there.
Okay, good. So talk to us about what you're seeing across the country in terms of regional minimum wage, the discussions and the arguments for a living wage. What are you hearing from the Democrat candidates? How is this bleeding into the debates? How big a deal do you think it's going to be on the 2020 campaign?
Well, you know, I think on the Democratic side, I mean, you know, if you watch the recent sort of debates, I mean, you know, a $15 minimum wage at the federal level is basically accepted as gospel. Other than Andrew Yang, everyone has basically adopted that. The bigger concern, I think, you know, in terms of where small business owners have exposure next year, is actually in the state of Florida. There's a trial lawyer there by the name of John Morgan, who is funding a ballot measure to basically raise Florida's minimum wage to $15 an hour. And
wow.
If Florida, you got whatever, you know, 10, 15, 20 different kind of diverse mini economies within
right.
that state.
Right.
Many of which are very modest income economies.
Right.
And so people are
including,
are really
including a lot of agriculture.
The western part of the state. Yeah, a lot of agriculture. A lot of tourism, a lot of small retailers, a lot of restaurants. I mean, you get a lot of manufacturing. I mean, there's a lot of people, and you got a lot of people in the sort of the senior care industry. And so there's a lot of industries there that would be negatively affected by that. And the ballot's kind of a scary place, and it's not necessarily an ideal place to have these discussions.
Is anybody going to make the case against that by saying, hey, folks, if you want a job, you can have a job, and with nobody, if you don't have a job and you apply and you walk up to somebody who needs someone, you can probably look behind you and see that there's nobody else behind you who's standing in line for that job. You may be the only one. You can kind of negotiate your own deal. Is anybody talking about that? That marketplace is driving wages up? I mean, look, I'm reporting on all kinds of research. The NFIB and the Insperity's research, their index, both of them are showing wages are rising. That's the marketplace organically doing this. What do you think?
I think some people are going to – well, we're hoping that people are going to try and make the case. You know, we've been talking to employers down there a lot. You know, there are some large hospitality employers down there that are unionized that have already made the deal with their union, and they don't want to have a fight on this. But some of the restaurants are really concerned. So, you know, we've been meeting with some business owners, some employees to try and get people worked up about this. But it remains to be seen. It's tough to the guy who's funding this has put in, you know, over $4 million so far, and he's basically funding it on his own. With his trial lawyer approach.
What's his purpose? Is there some litigation angle for him on this?
You know, I'm not sure he likes Trump, and so I think he likes the idea of a ballot measure next year that he thinks will sort of boost turnout on the left.
Ah.
But he also views himself as a little bit of a savior in the state. You know, hey, here's, I'm helping give the people
right.
a raise.
He's
but I think in reality, he's going to leave many of them without a paycheck at all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. See, this is what the bleeding hearts don't understand, folks. Their view is only one thing ahead of them. They don't understand the concept of implications, do they? Or at least they don't want to talk about implications. Implications are what happens beyond the next step, aren't they, Michael? Last thoughts.
That's right. That's why they call it unintended consequences, right?
That's right. Collateral damage, too.
Not intend for it to happen.
I love collateral damage, too, as another example. Hey, Michael, thank you. Thank you for all the great work that you guys do. And keep up the good work and come back soon.
Hey, I will. Thanks again, Jim.
BermanCo.com is how you find Michael and all the work that they do there. And we'll get Michael on again another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to wrap it up for this week. Wrapping up our 22nd anniversary week. Thank you for everything. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.